It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Robert is actually calling us from the site of international football games in the NFL, London, England.
Yes, I am. More specifically, certain street in London, England. I had a call from Dan. If you could take a look at your social media mentions after you named the sponsor, of course. But Monday, Dan,
is this Robert in Brecksville?
Yeah, it's Robert in Brecksville, who's currently in London, who likes to produce the show while he's calling us. Yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
There is a street just north of Heathrow named Phelps Way, and I had to walk down it and call you guys from it just because it's named after Phelps.
And then we suddenly started talking about international
football.
Thank you,
Robert.
Yeah, no, but because also as a scapegoat, because I'm like, yeah, give me a game in Rome, whatever. I don't care. It'll just be another excuse for me to come over here. Yes, they are very interesting, Dan, so I'm not quite sure respectfully what you're talking about. But, yeah, they're very, very nice. They're very popular. There's a guy I know that works at a restaurant, one of the popular restaurants in central London, who said he's been to every single game except for, I think, like one international game in the UK, regardless of whether it's Wembley or Tottenham or whatever.
Nice.
So they're actually quite popular over here for the locals.
When are you coming home?
I'll land Wednesday. I got you guys some stuff. If I don't drop it off Thursday at the station, I'll drop it off next week.
Dude, do not try to bring fish and chips back. Just whatever you do.
Won't last.
I did bring some chips, but they're not fish.
Okay.
Robert, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Can
I just
share
Robert
this? In London. Phelps Way.
Can I share this tiny story? Just very tiny. I was just floating through Instagram the other day. They showed a guy that was in London that got hit by a bus.
Oh.
Okay? He gets nicked by a bus.
Nicked or hit?
Hit. He got hit. He hit the bus. He fell over. The bus worked its way back onto the road. The guy got back up, dusted himself off, and walked into the pub.
Well, if he was going to a pub, sure, he had inspiration.
I found that to be interesting. I believe that might be the European version of Dan Menigan.
What is it about college football that you're grooving on this year?
Well, First of all, the 12-team playoff, I think, is awesome. I think you see all these teams that you think are dead, that in the past might have been dead in the water, and now still have a lot of hope to play for the rest of the season. Let's take Notre Dame, for instance, right? Notre Dame loses to what? Northern Illinois in the beginning of the year, and
come on, Huskies.
Let's be honest. Their season's probably done after that if they lose any other games, right? So, I mean, yeah.
Even if they don't lose any other games.
That's a bad loss. A bad loss. So anytime we can get away from, you know, how it looks to determine who makes a playoff, I think is a good thing. I'm also pumped because when you look at the Big Ten right now, four of the top five teams are in the Big Ten. I love the fact that, and this was brought up during the broadcast the other day when Michigan played Indiana.
There are 35 teams now in the Big Ten, right?
But what's the difference? Who cares? Four of the top five teams. You're such a naysayer. So Indiana talked about during the game, they were talking about how they felt like they became a competitive team when the Big Ten went to this multi-platform football television contract that they have with suddenly they're not on ABC anymore, and they're on CBS. They're, you know, we're seeing them more on NBC.
They're all over the place.
You know, Big Ten Network.
Fox.
So Fox. I mean, look, Ohio State's on Fox for the rest of the way. All three of their final remaining games are at noon on Fox. And to hear Indiana say, "Look, once we got the new TV contract, we knew we can be competitive. Every school's getting anywhere from 80 to 100 million a year based on this $7, $8 billion contract that's sitting out there for the next 7 years. I love the fact that Indiana is competitive. I love the fact that...
It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look at Ohio State's last three games. They're all unique or competitive. Okay, so this week is unique. They're at Northwestern. They're playing at Wrigley Field. Tell me that there isn't some sort of attraction to that. I think it's kind of cool.
You know what I think is really cool? And the thing that used to bother me about college football was that if you're Ohio State or Michigan in a normal season, you're expected to run the table in the Big Ten until you get to Ohio State or Michigan.
And if you run that table, you used to deserve to go to the Rose Bowl.
And I always hated that. I thought you're in a conference with teams that can't beat you. Now they can. You know, now the conference is much better. And I think of the old schools in the Big Ten. You mentioned Indiana. Isn't it great that Indiana can actually compete now in football? Wisconsin has had very good football teams. Now Penn State, newer team in the conference, but not like brand new. I mean, that's...
It's funny you say it. How long they've been in?
I'll bet 20 years.
At least?
Yeah. It's just, I like the fact that it's competitive. And you know what else I love about it? Is that it's competitive and losing a game doesn't kill you. That's great.
That's what I like,
that's
too.
That's the way it should be.
I mean, Ohio State lost one game, and I said this
to the
right
number
after
one team in the country.
By one point on the road on a play at the end of the game, you'd be like, oh, if that would have gone the other way, you know, it's a different story.
And
so,
in the old system, that drops you to what, 10 in the...
No, and look where Penn State is now. I mean, Penn State's right there again, too.
And they should be.
And Penn State's probably going to be number three, today, you know, when
exactly.
this poll comes out. So
I mean, there's a reason, like in the NFL, that no team has been undefeated since the Dolphins.
But here's the other part of it.
And you shouldn't get penalized like crazy for losing a football game.
No.
It means you competed and you played a good team.
But we're also talking about, like, Ole Miss had a huge win over the weekend. Ole Miss is... Miami lost. They're still in it. Their season isn't over.
That's great.
I like that. You know, Georgia,
yep,
same
too.
Thing. But how about this? We're talking about BYU. We're talking about Boise State.
It increases the chance of good regular season football.
SMU is back. Army is knocking on the door. Army!
Well, SMU had the NIL money in the 1980s.
That's true. They created it. Our forefathers at SMU... discovered NIL in a brown paper bag outside of a McDonald's. I just think it's great.
I spent an afternoon in Texas, like scoping out a SMU football player to see what kind of car he was driving.
Oh, that's not true. Did they send you on an investigative story to do that?
Kind of.
So you had to see what kind of a car he was driving?
We kind of knew. We just kind of tried to see it. Didn't work.
What was he driving? Your old car? Your minivan?
No, it was a real fancy sports car.
I don't know. I like it. I kind of like the... I also like the fact that we're talking about some of these new teams. We're seeing players that have played at other schools that are using the transfer portal to get to bigger schools throughout. It's
You're
created
seeing
this
good
other
talent
thing.
At other schools that didn't used to be able to acquire big talent.
Yeah, like I was watching Dustin.
Now they're paying for it like everybody else.
I was watching Dustin and Gerard call a Buffalo game a couple weeks ago. And I'm watching some of the players out there. I'm like, these guys are pretty good. They're not bad players.
Khalil Mack, baby.
If they get another opportunity, they may jump into a bigger team somewhere down the road, which now...
Is a good pay raise.
Yeah, well, it's a good pay raise. But I also wonder... I mean, we look at the negative. Like, the part of the negative is the Jeremiah Smiths of the world are just... I just don't see them existing much longer in this format. I mean, but if you're an amazing freshman that could play at a gigantic school right away... then that's going to happen. But I just feel like those numbers are going to get smaller and smaller where we have amazing guys in high school, but they're going to end up playing Mid-American Conference football. They're going to play at the subdivision level. They're going to play for Youngstown State. Who knows? They might be going to Mount Union first and then going somewhere else, or John Carroll or Baldwin Wall or any of those schools where they can be young, play, get the experience, and then maybe jump to the next level. If you can embrace it, it's cool. If you fall in love with the fact that you got to play somewhere for 4 years, you're going to hate it. You're going to hate it. So I love it, and I like the way things are going right now. I think it's fun.
I do too, and I think it's a much better overall game
than
it used to be.
Playing these silly games about money anymore. Hey, guys are getting paid. Everyone knows it now. And guess what? Maybe some of that money kicks back to us because now they're paying into taxes on it rather than getting bags of cash. That's going untaxed.
Okay.
I mean, you laugh at that. That was the goal. If you were to get the people in charge, Mark Emmert at the time, everybody else, to sit down in a play in somewhere and get a couple drinks in them, and ask them, "Hey, what was the goal of getting NIL?" It would be like, "Dude, if we get 60% of this above the table, 65% of this above the table, we're feeling great. This is what we want." And on top of that one, now all of a sudden the whole month of November, oh my gosh, you can't take a weekend off of college football. There are like unbelievable games every single weekend.
Yeah. November football got a lot better.
Isn't it nice though, guys? I mean, seriously, you're seeing really competitive games. Teams aren't shying away from playing other teams that are pretty good because the new system will not kill them.
Well, and it's what they wanted. Yes. The SEC came in and said, we need to play more division games. Great. Yes, you should. You guys should all be beating up on each other. The Big Ten, play more division games because you guys should all be beating up on each other too. These should be unbelievable football games. Like this weekend, number 7 Tennessee is going to take on number 3 Georgia. You're telling me that's not must-see TV? That's going to be awesome. That's a great game.
Anthony's in Cleveland. Anthony, we got about 45 seconds here, bud.
Hey, guys. So I was just saying that I was talking to my uncle the other day about NIL and how it's made it in one aspect. I'm sure you can find pros and cons about it. But the pro side of it is that it has spread out the talent pool. And you will start to see schools like Indiana compete. And we'll just stick to the Big Ten, but like Indiana, hopefully Minnesota can get some guys. And again, I'm with you, Jeff. I always thought like, man, the rest of the conference is so bad. It's almost not worth watching until you get to Michigan. And, me being a big Ohio State fan, I hated that, but it's great for these kids to be able to go to different schools and not have to worry about sitting behind somebody for 3 years just because that school wanted to stockpile talent. They can go somewhere else and play right away, and that's making the game better as far as more competition with other schools. And there's a kid from SMU, I don't know his name, but number 13. That dude reminds me of Debo Samuels. If I could remember his name, I would.
Big body, physical wide receiver, Anthony?
Roderick Daniels?
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Anthony, thank you for the phone call. Appreciate that. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Cavaliers.
I knew that off the top of my head, by the way, in case you guys were wondering.
Have 12 wins and no losses, folks. Number one team in the NBA. Playing great ball. Haven't lost yet. Why? And what do I love about it? I'll explain next on Baskin and Phelps. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.